You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, June the 24th of 2025. From our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, currently overcast skies and 66 degrees. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report as part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Good morning to you, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
Have you noticed anything different since you left yesterday?
I did notice one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure there was anything else, but I know the microphones are a little bit different.
Yes, we got some additional coverings for our microphones. And in fact, I can actually hear it in my ears as we talk here this morning because there's always a little bit of a pop. And we added a little bit of, I think, sound softening with these coverings with our microphones. So it feels, you know, anytime you get something new, it just makes it feel like, ooh, got to try out. How does this change anything? And it's like started talking into the microphone, and I think it makes my voice sound even a little bit more soothing and relaxed. So,
sound pretty good so far.
Our vice president in charge of our talk programming at Civic Media, Corey Hartman, popped in yesterday. In fact, I had gone to lunch, and then I come back, and I noticed at the back door, something seemed a little odd. I thought, what's going on here? So I go in, and Corey was here, and he was actually working on these microphones. He had popped into town, and it was great to see him and to be able to talk to him for a bit and also have him come here and give us a little bit of an improvement. Hopefully, it'll make the sound quality just a little bit better. In fact, one of the things that I'm looking forward to is because I also do commercial production for, you know, stations around the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right.
And often when I do these commercials, I have to go in there like every couple of seconds and kind of soften because there's these pops. When you talk, it has these pops, and without the sound, these soft microphone heads, it made for a lot more work. And I'm curious to see if this is going to take away that naturally. So it'll make for less work for me when I'm doing my commercial. So, but otherwise, how are things going with you to start off your day?
Well, the long, hot weekend is over. It's or walking outside to get to work this morning. It's actually a lot more comfortable than it was the last couple of days. So it is getting better.
And in fact, tomorrow will be even better because the low temperature is going to go down even into the upper 50s tomorrow. So it's been a little bit where, you know, no comforters, no blankets, just a sheet for me at least the last couple of nights where it's so warm. So yeah. Maybe tomorrow night or this evening, this upcoming overnight, things will be a little bit more comfortable. So that's something to look forward to. And also, we got a little bit lucky yesterday because during the afternoon yesterday, was keeping an eye on because if we had some severe weather here in Marathon County, was going to be ready to go on the air and let people know about it. Yeah. But it looked as though the severe thunderstorm warnings and the like were in Wood County and Portage County, and some rather significant storms went through that area. We got a little bit fortunate. We got rain yesterday. We got rain throughout the afternoon and into the evening, but we did not have anything severe.
No, we got a little bit of thunder and lightning over by my house as well. I mean, nothing like too heavy. I mean, and the rain was kind of off and on for most of the day. Hey, but towards a dinner time, it did get a little more heavy and consistent.
There certainly is no drought concerns right now? Because even looking after yesterday where we got some rain, we've been getting mm-hmm. some rain. We have a slight chance of some rain today. It does not, I don't think, looks like it, but we'll see. But then, of course, as we get later into the week, tomorrow, 50-50 chance of rain. Pretty good chance. 80% chance of rain on Wednesday. A chance of 90% chance of rain on Thursday. Thursday night, 70% chance of rain. And even Friday, a 20% chance of rain. So it looks as though you're going to have to keep those umbrellas pretty tight to your, you know, keep them in the car or keep them close to the doorway as you walk out, because we are just consistently getting quite a bit of rain recently here in central Wisconsin.
No, you're right. Don't have to worry about the hydraulic conditions, which is a good thing, but then we also have to kind of keep an eye on the flooding.
I know. If it's not one thing, it's the other thing. It's like one thing or the other.
Those big puddles on the road.
Exactly, well, right.
That, some people just like to drive through and to drive around. And my dad was telling me that, you know, driving through puddles is really bad for your wheels.
No, exactly right.
It's bad for your car.
You don't want to go plowing through it,
internal damage.
And sometimes, though, as well, you don't know how deep some of those areas are.
Exactly.
You can get caught. So, yeah, don't be thinking, oh, it looks like it'll be a lot of fun to go splashing through this big puddle. No, you could cause some major damage. Also, real fast, if you're somebody that follows the lottery, we haven't talked much about this because we haven't seen the big numbers recently.
Oh, yeah?
But Mega Millions is starting to get up there again. Tonight, there's another Mega Millions jackpot drawing, and the jackpot has grown to $326 million. So for folks who think about, you know, getting those lottery tickets when the numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger, well, right now that Mega Millions is starting to work its way up, and may want to stop by a gas station, get a few tickets just in case. Don't want to be the person that might have won, except you didn't go and buy that ticket. So $326 million is the jackpot for tonight's drawing in the Mega Millions. Well, coming up, we'll have an information update, find out what's going on. It's never boring, I tell you that much. It's just never boring.
There's always something going on around town.
Sounds like, and even around the world. I mean, sounds as though there's some always news with involving this Israeli and Iranian conflict, which the United States has got itself into. We'll get the latest information on that and a whole bunch more, plus weather and sports with Mike Clements, and then back to Pat Kreitlow with more. And we'll be back at 7:52 with another local update here from our WXCO studios. 66 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. The time is almost 7:30 here on 98.9 WXCO. The wind
is taking every— You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Up to 68 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Live from our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Quick reminder that don't forget, make sure you're tuned in on Friday. You have a chance to win tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers have been playing pretty good baseball. They had a weekend sweep over Minnesota. They did lose last night 5-4 to Pittsburgh, but still playing some pretty good ball right there in the mix in the National League Central. But on Fridays, throughout the baseball season, you have a chance to win Brewer tickets. All you have to do is tune in and listen for keywords throughout the listening day, and then text in that keyword to enter in a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. We start things off bright and early during Pat Kreitlow show, and then during Matt and Air on Air, Tom Hartman, Todd Albaugh, and Maggie Dawn, five different chances on Friday to win a 4-pack of tickets. Great tickets, club level tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field. In fact, I am heading down to Milwaukee on Friday. I'm going to go see the Brewers on Friday. Nice. Thanks to our good friends here at Civic Media. They had a few extra tickets, and I said, hey, I'll take advantage of that and take a couple of friends down, and we're going to go down and see the Brewers on Friday night take on the Colorado Rockies in those same very seats and those same in the same area that you could win tickets to see the Brewers. So it's if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you, right, out there. So tune in and have your chance to win to see the Brewers five times on Friday, and real simple. But you have to download the Civic Media app. Make sure you download the Civic Media app, and then you'll be able to be part of this contest and so many other contests, be able to take us wherever you are. Tune in all over the world with the Civic Media app. So, again, we'll look forward to doing that again on Friday. Also, we have come to the end of another school year in Wisconsin, and obviously right now there's a lot of discussion going on in Madison when it comes to funding for our schools. But sometimes lost in the numbers, in the big numbers, are the people involved. And in fact, I saw an announcement from the Wausau School District this week, and they put out a listing of those who retired from the district. And in fact, the retirees in the Wausau School District this year have a combined 1,032 years of district service. That's a lot of years of service. And I was looking at some of the names on this list. You had an elementary teacher named Linda Adams, who had 30 years of experience, 30 years teaching in the district.
That's a long time.
Another elementary school teacher, Erica Anderson, 31 years doing it and helping bring up so many of the youngsters here in the Wausau community. A bilingual resource teacher, Janet Bennett, 29 years. Trisha Broy Forbes, an English learner teacher, 31 years. Shannon Charbonneau, multilingual learner coordinator in the Wausau School District, 30 years. Tammy Cummings, associate principal, 32 years. Stephanie DeYoung, elementary school teacher, 34 years in the Wausau School District. Stephanie Dewitt, social studies teacher, 29 years. John Uding, assistant superintendent of academics, 32 years. Carrie Uding, elementary teacher, 32 years. Glenn Godis, maintenance mechanic and carpentry, 28 years serving the Wausau School District. Kelly Halverson, a principal, was in the district 31 years. And Paula Haas, library media specialist, 32 years. That's only a partial listing of the folks that have retired from the Wausau School District, and saw this announcement come through. And so often, you don't think about those who go in day after day, year after year, and seeing generations. I mean, when you're around for more than 30 years teaching, you see students at the beginning of your career, then you see those students who have their own families, and then the next generation of students comes through as well. So it's like really important. And in this era where, frankly, it's frustrating to see the lack of appreciation for education that we see from so many of our elected officials and the fight to get proper funding for our schools. And part of that proper funding is proper compensation for those who are so important in the most formative years of the lives of the kids. And I still remember some of the best teachers I had when I was in elementary school and middle school and high school.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, the appreciation that's needed. It's not an easy job.
No,
I mean, obviously.
Teacher is very challenging, and sometimes it takes all your strength just to get through the week. But you do it for the kids.
Yep.
You do it for the education. You do it to make them better and help them learn. And
well, just set the foundation for being good human beings.
Yeah, foundation.
Absolutely. And also, in the discussions we've heard recently in terms of cutting funding for the University of Wisconsin system, the continuous battles to get proper funding for our school districts in the state of Wisconsin, and the way that those on the right have continued to push and push and push, and then to use to cut, and then the constant ridicule, like they talking about how it's just a bunch of woke educational institutions. Come on. the idea of dumbing down our communities is wrong on every level. So think about the people involved. Think about the students. Think about the educators. And again, congratulations and thank you to these folks who spent decades teaching in the Wausau School District and teaching so many of the kids that are the foundation of what our community is all about. So I wanted to mention that here this morning.
Much for your time and talents.
The time is 7:59. Coming up, it's an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then after that, back to Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And he'll be talking about the weather with Brittany Merlot coming up. And then I will be joining Pat as well in the very next segment after 8 o'clock. So again, that's straight ahead. And then Ian and myself will be back again at 8:22 and 8:52 in the next hour. Good morning. 68 degrees, 98.9 WXCR. When you don't know, how can you tell? Where you're going to, you can't be sure. Of any situation, something could change, and then you won't know. And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, you can also catch us on YouTube on the WXCO YouTube channel. In fact, if you miss any of our local segments, you can go to the WXCO YouTube channel and relive them. So, again, check that out as well. 69 degrees is the temperature. The time is 8:23, along with Ian Welsh. And we'll give Ian his topic for the number for the day quiz coming up in just a few minutes. He's one for one so far this week. So off to a very good start. I wanted to continue and discuss what I was talking about with Pat Kreitlow just a few moments ago. And, you know, it was interesting to hear Pat say, well, you know, because I basically said I'm glad to hear Tony Evers is putting out some lines to say, hey, Republicans, if you don't have any money for child care, if you don't have any money in these other vital needs that we have in this state, that he would veto the entire budget bill. I think we're at a point where the battle lines have to be drawn. We have to fight for what we think are important items within budgets, whether at the state level, whether at the local level, whether at the federal level. And then I mentioned the fact that I'm still frustrated with Chuck Schumer, that after the bombings in Iran this weekend, Chuck Schumer again was very milquetoast in his criticism of the President of the United States, and that I am growing more and more frustrated with this lack of, I would call it, spine that we are seeing.
What does that mean? Milquetoast.
Milquetoast is a sort of blah, you know, not very strong in his statements. It's just trying to be all things to all people, not be too tough, but not, you know, but be tough enough where it looks like you're sort of being, you know, pushing back a little bit. But I understood what Pat was saying, that, yeah, I mean, the people voted for what they voted for, that Donald Trump is the President of the United States. But at the same time, it does not mean, as the leader of the opposition party, that you don't have a megaphone, that you don't have the ability to get out there and speak and to be a voice for policies that disagree with what the administration is trying to put forward. It can't just be the people going out into the streets and having No Kings rallies and other kinds of rallies, but we need to add to that. We need to have our elected officials that are in the minority saying, yes, we agree with what the folks are saying out in the streets, and we're going to push back. We're going to have tough questioning of administration figures and the like, and not just continually say, well, we're just going to let Donald Trump's approval rating drop, and then maybe we'll be able to do something. That is not strong enough. Mm-mm. So, again, the idea that Chuck Schumer is limited in what he does, yes, to a certain extent, yes, he is, but you are not totally with no power at all. And Schumer, and frankly, I just feel that Chuck Schumer is so ingrained within the system as it sits right now, that he's not afraid to rock the boat a little bit. So again, I am not naive. And I felt like, you know, a little sense that, well, what Pat was saying, well, you know, what can Chuck do? Well, Chuck can do some things. Democrats can do some things. Democrats need to be stronger. They need to be out there. I mean, somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is not afraid to go out there and stand on firm ground in things that she believes in.
She should be the leader of the Democratic Party and not Chuck Schumer.
I think that there has to be, in some cases, thought about a changing of the guard at the leadership level of both the House of Representatives and the United States Senate in Washington. That, again, in this era where we are seeing, again, armed thugs out there hauling away folks, masked thugs, not showing any identification. I mean, we are at a tipping point. I've said that numerous times in recent months, a tipping point in this country. And the idea of milquetoast Chuck Schumer out there hemming and hawing and not being strong against this, I would call, again, law-breaking administration is not enough. Use the powers that you do have to make some noise, to rattle a few cages. And Chuck is not doing that right now. And even after the bombings this weekend, again, him and Representative Jeffries were not strong enough in saying this was wrong. So, again, I just thought, continuing that conversation I had a few moments ago with Pat, that I'm not saying I am oblivious to the limitations that the minority has, whether in Washington or in Madison. But that doesn't mean there are no powers at all.
You have to use the powers that you currently have and try to build off of those.
Exactly.
Just waiting around for, you know, Trump's approval rating to go down and wait for the right moment to strike. I'm sorry, but that moment has passed.
Yep.
Okay? Something has to be done. Time for talk is, well, it's still possible, but it's time to incorporate some action with that. We have to get on the ball. We have to show accountability. We have to call him out for all the stuff he's done, and we have to try to take a stand against it. You don't have to have a lot of power to take a stand. If you have whatever power you have to use it to try and, you know, and take an advantage or just try to make things better a little bit.
Coming up in the final segment of the program, we will have to wrap things up, our number for the day quiz. And yesterday, what was the topic? Was the NBA's largest
NBA
television audience?
NBA Finals in 1998.
Well, this time around, it's going to be, again, NBA Finals television audience.
Television audience.
2025. So
and this year.
So this year. So we got some numbers on the NBA Finals, so we're going to have that be our number for the day. Mm-hmm. We'll have that coming up. Coming up, Dan Schaefer will join Pat Kreitlow coming up after an information update. The time is 8:30, 69 degrees in Wausau here at 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 69 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, actually cloudy skies, even beyond mostly cloudy. 69 and cloudy here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. I did not have a chance yesterday because near where I live over in Weston, yesterday was supposed to, I'm assuming it did happen. I just didn't happen to see it. I didn't drive past it. But yesterday was supposed to be the first day of the opening of the new A&W restaurant in Weston. And I imagine, and I know that I saw it, it was all ready to go.
I've driven past it myself. I see the orange colors on a building.
No, it was all set.
Last week I saw that they were still working on the drive-through menu setup.
No, it was all ready. I saw all the signage over the weekend. So
nice. I'm assuming
it was very busy yesterday. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to check that out pretty soon. It's
just like the opening of Wendy's in Weston a while back.
Yeah, so Weston is getting these new restaurants just right up my alley.
Yep.
So hopefully I get a chance to get over there in the next day or two to check it out. It's nice to have another A&W back. We had one on Merrill Avenue in Wausau. Not Merrill Avenue. In Wausau. What road is that? I can't remember.
It was by the North Central Technical College.
Yep, exactly right. So it's nice to have A&W back. They have one in Merrill, which was probably the closest one up until this point. So, sports-wise, Brewers saw their four-game win streak come to an end last night. They fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-4. Christian Yelich had a home run, but not enough. Brewers are now 43-36. Very interesting. National League Central is actually turning into a very competitive and pretty good division. Usually it's pretty down, but the Cubs are right now in first place at 46-32. Then the Brewers and the Cardinals are tied for second, 3.5 games back.
Nice.
And Cincinnati is right there as well, 5.5 games back. And then Pittsburgh, 15 games back. So that was a tough loss for the Brewers. They got to take advantage. They got Pittsburgh this week in the middle of the week, and then Colorado, which is not only the worst team in baseball, one of the worst teams in the history of baseball in recent history.
Ouch.
They're only 18-60. They're on a pace to lose upwards of records. I mean, last year the White Sox set a record for losses, and Colorado is threatening to break that record this year. So, and I will see the Rockies and the Brewers on Friday, as I said. So,
I'll see what happens there.
And also a post-game concert with Nelly. Nelly, it's hot out here. So
I remember that song.
Yeah, that's the one song. But he's apparently doing some sort of little post-game concert on Friday at American Family Field. Also yesterday, the Wausau Woodchucks were victorious. The Woodchucks defeated the Lakeshore Chinooks 8-3 at Athletic Park. So the Woodchucks, let's see, how are they doing in terms of the Northwoods League standings? The Woodchucks right now are in second place in the Great Lakes West, trailing Madison by one game. Madison is 17-9. The Woodchucks are 17-11. So the Woodchucks doing pretty well. And also the Wausau Ignite, the softball team, made it two wins in a row yesterday. They outslugged La Crosse by a score of 11-10. So the Wausau Ignite now 4-8 on the young season. They are four games behind Madison and Mankato in the battle for first place in the softball division of the Northwoods League. So that's all going on. And do you ever get out to Athletic Park? Do you ever see any games over there?
Oh, I don't.
I haven't done it for years.
Do that very much. I'm not a big baseball person.
Yeah, so it's like I think maybe one night just to go out there and see, because I know I've not seen the new turf out there. They have artificial turf now at Athletic Park, so may have to try to get out there and see either a baseball game or a softball game. And I actually like to go see that softball team in action, see how they look like compared to the high school teams that I get a chance to see during the spring. So put that on the to-do list coming up. Also on our to-do list, of course, is our number for the day. And every weekday, we wrap things up in the final couple of minutes with our number for the day. And I make it a quiz for Ian. Give him a challenge to wrap things up.
Yes.
And he's been doing pretty well. Last week, it was 3 out of 5. And then yesterday, he got it right. So he's 1 out of 1 so far this week. So again, off to a rip-roaring start. For Ian, he gets 3 choices, so based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 right, which is 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, he has a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. If he gets 4 out of 5 right, it's an A grade. And then, of course, he wants to get that perfect week. He's done it once before, wants to do it again. And yesterday you got it right because you knew what the TV audience was for the highest-rated television finals game in NBA history, which was back in 1998 between the Bulls and the Jazz.
That's right.
And Sunday night, it was game number 7 between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the television audience was the most-watched game of the NBA in 6 years. And our number for the day is,
okay,
what was the average viewership of the seventh game of the NBA Finals on Sunday night on ABC?
The average viewership.
The average viewership of that game number seven.
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 16.35 million viewers, 26.35 million viewers, 36.35 million viewers.
I gotta think about this one by one more times. Okay, I'm gonna focus here. I'm gonna say 35.16 million. I'm gonna go with the biggest number today.
So 36.35.
36, yeah. Final answer.
All right. The NBA Finals concluded with a Game 7 between the Pacers and Thunder, which drew an average viewership of 16.35 million.
Smallest number.
You should have remembered what yesterday was. It was like just under 30 million for the all-time record, so it should not have been 36 million.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
One for two. You're still doing fine. Have a good rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.